Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to have wide open phones for the full 4 hours today. On the economy, the military adventures that are expanding, the door-to-door activities of the Obama Brigades, the fact that the House of Representatives last Friday passed a bill to set up a new federal agency to begin national compulsory service, including military service, known as conscription and the draft. Of course, people have been covering this for weeks. It is very close to passing. H.R. 875. It's billed as the end of organic farming. No, it's not just the end of organic farming, because it tries to restrict people using cow manure and things, which is completely healthy. It's the human feces in Mexico being sprayed on crops that are causing hepatitis and things. It basically shuts down family farms, ranches, even a garden in your own backyard. So we'll be talking about that as well today. Also, we've got headlines like these. State apologizes to Paul, Barr, and Baldwin over Mayak report. The governor last Friday had issued a statement saying he fully stood behind the report. But then the civil liberties complaint has been filed against Governor Jay Nixon for abuse of state law enforcement. Temporary restraining orders sought against Nixon in U.S. District Court. And obviously, you want to tell the producer, get these guys on. It's a pro-life group, a big pro-life group. And the American Civil Liberties Union is involved as well. So you have the American Civil Liberties Union filing reports on behalf of pro-life groups. So a little gold star for the ACLU. They don't normally do that. So that is coming up later in the show. I'll cover that. Also, Knock-A-Door Obama Army, a complete failure. You know, I wouldn't call it a complete failure. They got millions of the 13 million they asked to get out on the streets, to go out on the streets and knock on doors. And CNN ran a disgusting piece, basically demonizing people that didn't fall down on their knees and pledge to worship Obama and to sign on to an expanded banker takeover. So we have that coming up as well in the first hour. Geithner plan will rob U.S. taxpayers. That's what Joseph Stiglitz is saying, a Nobel Prize winner for economics. He's also a Nobel Prize winner in another field, double Nobel Prize winner. And let's get Stiglitz back on the show. He's been on, I think, five times. So that is just some of what's on our plate. There's a big headline today up on Drudge from the Times of London. In fact, I thought I printed that at my house, guys. I don't have that. There was a headline on Drudge like 2 hours ago. I'm sure it's still there. That says, China calls for dumping dollar, basically, was the headline. Something's going on with my printer at home. It's not printing everything I click on. I've got to get a new one. I've had the thing like 5 years. You get attached to it, though. It's a piece of equipment, but I know the thing. My son was a year old when we got that printer, so it's time to retire that piece of junk. All right. Here it is. In fact, it was in my stack. I just hadn't stapled it. China calls for new reserve currency, and then within the article, they talk about dumping the dollar. So that's a big deal. Also, U.S. seeks expanded power to seize firms, not just banks, so total takeover of the economy. And another headline here is credit markets froze. Banks loaned millions to insiders. All that's coming up and more. But on any of the subjects I mentioned or any items you want to go over, I'd like to hear your review of the Obama deception. I haven't really taken a lot of calls since we released it. I've been busy with guests. I'd like to hear your review of the Obama deception, what effect it's having on those that you show it to. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us, and we're going to be taking your calls coming up in the next segment. Stay with us.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, near the end of the show yesterday, I saw a story out of the Associated Press where the Supreme Court today is hearing arguments to basically ban films that criticize the government under election law or any government official, and they're calling this election laws. And not allowing people to run their films in movie theaters or on TV, not allow you to air it. So they're expanding the fairness doctrine out into anything and everything, basically, as they have called to do. And we've got Jay Rockefeller, the senator from West Virginia, saying we'd be better off if we never had an internet, in congressional testimony calling for restricting the web. And, you know, because cyber terrorists are about to attack it any minute, and there's 30 million attacks a day on the internet. What that means is that there are Trojan boxes out there where people go out and put out viruses that program other computers to then do denial of service attacks. So, yeah, in the denial of service attack on one computer system, you might have a million requests in a day or more. So that's how he puffs it up and says, there are 30 million attacks. This is deadly. This is going to destroy everything. Meanwhile, they've handed over cybersecurity completely to Northcom and the Pentagon. And the head of cybersecurity 2 weeks ago resigned, saying the military is taking over the internet and basically wants to destroy freedom on the internet. And then the real inventor of the internet, not Al Gore, but the British lord over there, who invented it, I heard him on BBC the other day openly admitting they're basically shutting down the web as we know it right now. It's happening. It's happening right now. They are putting it into place, just like they're moving to restrict and license and control small farms and small gardens, just like they passed a national draft Friday in the House of Representatives, Thursday, and still no one seems to know about it, though we link directly to the bill that says compulsory national service. And this is a new expanded draft, not just, 18 to 24. That's one group for the military and domestically with a new military as large as the current military we have. I mean, government is just exploding at every level. So they're creating all these new agencies, new draft agencies to carry out national conscription, new agencies to take over and control the family farms and gardens. That's what this new bill does. I mean, just new agencies are popping up everywhere, and it's all about controlling the American people. It's all about sucking off of you and taxing you and squeezing you, because they're spending around $2 trillion a month. I mean, that makes Bush's tripling of the size of the government look tame. And the private banks are engorging themselves on all of this capital and freezing the flow of assets. See, the banks had to be paid these trillions to not loan. That was their payoff so that they could have the capital replenished that they would lose from not loaning. And that's even come out in mainstream news, that they're hoarding all the cash, buying up other companies, media, defense, construction, other banks, insurance companies, brokerage firms. When you notice, the more power and money they get, the worse things get. And the more frozen the credit market is, and I just saw numbers last week where they've tightened down things even more than they were 6 months ago on lending for houses and cars and business loans and corporate loans. And they say, okay, give us even more power, a new bank of the world you pay your taxes to, and then we'll turn the economy back on. So they're holding us hostage. It's really that simple. I mean, the public is mad about $165 million in bonuses to AIG. And then they find out that Obama actually wrote the executive order for the loopholes for not just that bonus package, but hundreds and hundreds of others. It's actually in the thousands, several thousand bonus packages, each several thousand packages that were to hundreds and thousands of people, depending on the package. So it's in the hundreds of thousands of bonuses total or more. But there are thousands of package bundles, to be specific. But and then Dodd's up there grandstanding, how dare them do this? I'm fighting against it for the last 2 months. And it turns out he wrote the provision of the bill. Of course they did. But that is a distraction within itself to the $9.7 trillion. And I know I keep saying this, but I think it was called Right Nation. I couldn't write notes. I was watching HBO this morning for an hour on the treadmill, and I saw a large part of this documentary. It said it was produced by Nancy Pelosi's daughter, because I recognized her name. She's made puff pieces for George Bush as well. She specializes in pure propaganda. And they only showed people in Louisiana and Mississippi calling Obama the N-word during the campaign, saying he was a Muslim, a communist, that he was really Osama bin Laden, that he was going to pull a rubber mask off. Now, I can go find Democrat clowns just as crazy, just as insane, kind of nut jobs that get attracted to political rallies. They're always there. And we put some of those actually in Terror Storm, saying that WMDs were really found in Iraq, and one guy goes, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, stick your head in doo-doo. I mean, literally, these are mentally ill people. He literally put his thumb to his nose and went, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, to me in Terror Storm. So, well, to be technical, Rob had the camera, Rob Jacobson. So we know those people are real, but the message is, you see, they're going to put out mindless, toothless, idiotic opposition to Obama. They're going to have Limbaugh thoroughly discredited looking like he was drugged out of his mind again when he was up on stage at the Conservative PAC meeting. And this has come out in White House memos. I told you this before Obama was even elected, and then when he was the heir apparent, when he was president-elect, I said, you watch, they're going to set Limbaugh up against him. They're going to set toothless ne'er-do-wells up against him, fake conservatives, and then that will be what buoys support of the Democrats who are anti-war and anti-Patriot Act and anti-police state to go ahead and not just sign on the dotted line and go along with Obama's betrayal of all of his promises, but to fervently do it because they see him as the only option against Rush Limbaugh stumbling around on drugs and a bunch of people saying, I'm never going to vote for that N-word over and over and over again. And Nancy Pelosi's daughter's out putting this out. Guys, go to IMDb for me, you know, the film site, and pull up, Google Nancy Pelosi and his daughter films, and I think it's Right Nation is what it's called. But I recognize her name. I'm going to double-check and make sure that's her, because there may be a woman with the same name as Nancy Pelosi's daughter who made this. But I saw most of it this morning, and that's why people go on the YouTube channel where we have the Obama deception posted for free. And they won't watch the film. They just say, you Republicans lost. Get over it. You racist. Because then I, at the end of my workout, I flipped down a few channels on HBO. There was another film about the election showing racist not liking Obama. And, I mean, this is a full court press everywhere. And so it doesn't matter if James Jones, the head of the National Security Council, openly says on the CFR website that he takes orders from Henry Kissinger, who Nixon took orders from, and who through Brzezinski, we had Carter taking orders from, and Bush Sr., Reagan, George W. Bush, the Vatican, the Queen of England. This is the Rothschild legate. He's the front man. And so it doesn't matter if he increases the troops in Afghanistan and now says he's going to keep the troops in Iraq. It doesn't matter if he says that the detainees don't have any rights and we're going to keep them in torture camps. It doesn't matter if all he appoints is lobbyists. They don't care because it's this mind game, this mental scam that's run that's very simple but works on the simple-minded, that they get them to rah-rah, get in a campaign, support Obama in the fight against McCain, then their egos are buoyed, they feel like they've won a big victory through Obama, he's now in, and then meanwhile Limbaugh stumbling around, acting like a drug gorilla, only way to describe him, looking completely psychopathic. Didn't used to look like that a decade ago, and the guy's just fried. I predict he's going to have a collapse soon or something. I mean, he admits he took 100 Oxycontins a day, folks. That would kill 7 horses of average weight. I mean, that's how big his liver is. That's how much hillbilly heroin this boy takes. But side issue, you see, Obama can't run, and he admits it's a perpetual campaign, his New World Order agenda, on what he's done and who he works for. He has to run on, he's this anti-establishment guy fighting the vast right-wing conspiracy of Mr. Oxycontin and a bunch of poor, ignorant hillbillies that follow him. That's what they're running on. That's who they are. That's what they're doing. But even that is wearing thin. His approval ratings in most polls has dropped between 15 and 22%. But I was just amazed to see that film this morning. Meanwhile, Obama is launching the total banker takeover, complete seamless integration from Bush to him, the same people running the whole show, Geithner involved in writing the original banker takeover bill. That's mainstream news. I mean, that's what the public has to get. This is a show. This is theater, like Shakespeare, and you got Bush and Limbaugh and Obama running around. They're all on the same team, like Carville and Mary Madeline are married, or you got, you know, just all these families where they split up who covers what side of the spectrum. It's a fraud, folks. We're going to come back and take your phone call. Stay with us.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
All right, let's go ahead and go straight to your phone calls.
I am still alive.
Don in Michigan and Jesse and others. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, Alex Jones. It's a pleasure talking to you, my friend.
Pleasure to talk to you.
I just first want to say The Obama Deception was a great film. It wasn't as hard-hitting, but it definitely got the point across.
Well, listen, The Obama Deception is meant to reach out to people who aren't awake about the bankers being the real government and the New World Order. And that's why in the first 5 minutes we show that Bush is bad and so is Obama, and we show how they work for the same people. You know, I've gotten emails from a few folks saying, well, Alex, you know, you talk about all this on your show. You know, what's new here? It's made to wake up the masses that aren't awake. Go ahead.
Right. I totally agree. But I just want to touch base. I'm actually from Texas. I live in Arlington area, and I frequently see a lot of Homeland Security and federal police trucks all over the place. I once knew a girl, her car started on fire, and the first person there was a Homeland Security. And it just really seems like, you know, they're really getting us used to seeing all that.
Yeah, but, federal. I was talking to Jim Mars when he was in studio Friday. And he talked about in the 60s and 70s when he was the main crime reporter for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram in a car. And, you know, he drove around with a recorder. He drove around with a pad and paper, went to all the crime scenes. And the feds would show up with hat in hand saying, do you mind maybe if I could be involved in this investigation? I know it's not my jurisdiction. To even by the 70s when he quit doing that and went to be a professor and an author, that they would just say, I'm the FBI, I'm taking over this operation. See, it's a total violation of the 10th Amendment. They're federalizing everything. I read a mainstream news article yesterday where Homeland Security is going to people's homes that buy 1,000 rounds of ammunition to ask them if they're terrorists. What is Homeland Security doing involved in that? Well, they took over every federal agency. It is a federal police force. Everything is happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe they did that in Prohibition, too. But my friend is in the military. He's in communications in the Army, and he's stationed in Fort Huachua in southern Arizona. And I was telling him about the whole border thing down there, and he didn't really believe me. And then I believe Rick Perry asked Obama for a bunch of troops, and a couple of days went by. I talked to my friend again. He said they're shipping him to El Paso in full battle rattle. So I don't know what's going on with that, but, you know, it just kind of seems like
martial law. We've had the state senator on the show, has been already basically set up on the border. It's a secret threat com. That means it's martial law, and he basically said that on air. And it's been in the Associated Press, but people didn't believe us the week before it was announced when we told folks first here.
Yeah, my dad also works for GM, to touch on a lot of that. Before GM even discussed about bankruptcy, they released these flyers around all the second shift people, and they were talking about how they're going to cut this and how they're going to cut that. And as soon as before they said they were going to get bankrupt, they took all these flyers back. But my dad kept them, and I saved them all. And they just said all these things they're going to cut. And it just seems like they're going to keep GM alive until they're finally done stealing all the money. And as soon as they're done stealing all the money, it seems like they're just going to destroy every image of America, be it industry or independence,
Yes. All
at once, you know?
Yes. Well, that was a month ago. It was actually in the news that GM was going to declare bankruptcy. And then 2 days later, they said, okay, we're not going to do it for now. So the flyer you saw was real. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Don in Michigan. Jesse in Las Vegas, you're on the air, Jesse.
How are you, Alex?
Good.
Good, good. You know, I wanted to first start with the Obama deception. Definitely enjoyed it. Because I listen to you so much, I can't say that I learned too much. But the exciting part is that I get to meet people and bring up the Obama deception. And these are the Mitt Romney types that were out here in Las Vegas and Nevada, which, you know, that was a huge movement out here. And they already know about the film. Or someone has told them and is preparing to send it to them. I mean, it's literally like giving water to thirsty people.
Well, I'm going to hold you over, but, I mean, this is a key comment. I haven't really talked much about the film specifically since it came out, you know, other than the fact that we need to get it out to people. The film, with their own quotes, their own documents, their own executive orders, shows that they work for the very same group, and it shatters the left-right paradigm. And in the film, we show how they put a loophole in for all of the major banks and brokerage firms to be able to give the bailout money to themselves as bonuses. Now, again, that just broke last week. Perfect timing when the film came out, because we just went to the executive order and read it. So the film, I'm going to give folks a brief synopsis on air of what the film covers and why it's so important. We'll go right back to you, Jesse, then Kevin, Wilson, Justin, Jack, Robert, Kevin, and others. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. A ton of news coming up, but first your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility needs fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us.
I hurt myself today.
All right, let me try to explain why I made the Obama deception. Because I knew that all of the attacks from here on out and the way the mainstream media is going to frame things is that it's basically toothless, mindless, backwards, kind of mainline Republicans who believe that he's secretly Osama bin Laden with a rubber mask on, you know, that he was born in Kenya, and all of this. Whether the born in Kenya thing is true or not, the media early on chose to make that the big issue. Meanwhile, if you look at the polls, 98% of Americans... Congress reported 1,000-to-1 phone calls. That's more than 98%. Against the banker takeover. Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Black, White, Chinese, Mexican, it doesn't matter. People know it's a scam. And they only know a little bit of the story. They only know a little bit of how bad the robbery and the fraud is. And so instead of attacking Obama on things that actually make him stronger, it only makes him stronger to have the discredited Bushites that everybody know are a pack of criminal liars, lies about WMDs, torture, secret arrest, all the arrogance, all the secrecy, that is discredited. And we did a lot of that discrediting here on air, but always pointing out that Bush was still a front man, they'd bring a new puppet in. And the film explains that they'll get rid of Obama in 4 to 8 years and bring in a new puppet. And suddenly all these Republicans that were anti-establishment and anti-corruption, they'll suddenly love it because they will associate their personal power and their identity with the new Republican leader. Just like Democrats who were anti-war and anti-lobbyist and anti-banker, they're suddenly all for it because they see it as their man's doing it. They won. That's the emails I get by the hundreds and the comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet and the comments on the YouTube pages that have the film posted. It's, you know, every 10 comments, I'd say 90% is positive, but every 10th comment on average is like, you sick Republicans, you lost. Get used to it, racist. They just don't understand. But a lot of them are actually watching it and going, whoa, a bomb just went off in my head. Whoa. Yeah, this is Alex Jones who exposed Bush. Man, Obama's betrayed us. We got to go after the Federal Reserve. We got to stop looking at the pawns and start looking at the back line there. You know, the leaders of this thing on the chess set, the rooks and the knights and the king and the queen and the bishops. And so that's what the film does. It shows you who really runs things, how they control both parties, how they're bankrupting the country and the world to bring in a world government of and by the banks. And so as listeners of this show and as patriots who are awake to the left-right paradigm in the New World Order and world government, yes, the Obama deception slickly packages with all the clips and Obama saying one thing and then changing it later, saying one thing and doing another, and Obama working with the Republicans to bring in the banker takeover and how he was instrumental in getting it done and how what his real policies are of national youth corps, a new draft, restricting farms and ranches, animal ID, premises ID, lobbyist, it's all there. And so this is something that where you can take all these complex issues and you can give them a 112-minute film, just shy of 2 hours, and it's well-produced, and they will watch it, and many of them, the majority of the Obama-noids will wake up. But just as important, conservatives, because they're anti-Obama, but for the wrong reasons, in most cases, kind of the false, you know, right side of the paradigm, the limited conservatism, the controlled conservatism, they'll go ahead and watch it. And so what's happening is we're getting just as many mainline George Bush, Rush Limbaugh, John McCain Republicans are saying, oh my gosh, there is a world government. I checked all these mainstream news articles and video clips in the film, and they really are bankrupting things by design to bring in a world government. So it wakes up the phony right-wingers. It wakes up the phony left-wingers. And then they start investigating the New World Order. The wake-up has begun, and they're on the path towards moving for liberty. Not being, oh, I vote Republican or I vote Democrat, and then both parties are controlled. Now it's a discussion of liberty versus tyranny. Now it's a discussion of, do I want freedom or do I want government control? And then the most important thing the film does is it shows that Obama has been billed. He has been cast. He has been pushed. He has been set up as an anti-establishment guy. And you watch his weekly address, video and radio address he does. Every Saturday it goes out at whitehouse.gov. You can go watch it. He's always saying, I'm fighting the establishment. I'm fighting special interests. And I need the American people to help me. I need you to get behind me. Because the establishment desperately needs boots on the ground. The establishment desperately needs their own private army to create the illusion that this is what the people want. And so as the American people protest and demonstrate and take to the streets and take over the media coverage and begin exposing Obama, which is already happening, the true anti-war movement and others, they need to be able to sick their Obama supporters on them with the Obama zombies believing that they're fighting people that are stopping Obama's agenda of saving us. And I have a CNN clip we didn't get to yesterday. But after I take some calls, I'm going to play it in the next hour. And they keep referring to it as Obama's army, Obama's ground troops, Obama's ground force, how this has never before been done in U.S. politics. And that's true. It's been done in China, Russia, Germany, Cambodia, Cuba, Venezuela, and every other place that's under tyranny. It is textbook tyranny, textbook classic communism or fascism, which, again, in the false left-right paradigm are two ends of the spectrum. No, they're together. It's command and control, always labeling itself different ways and then fooling people through that false choice. What form of command and control do you want? Well, I don't know. They all wear black uniforms. They've all got secret police. They all go after the Second Amendment. They all expand the size of government and hand the money to offshore banks. I don't want either one of them. Now, you can debate all day what Obama's setting up. Is it hardcore socialism or fascism? And within the false left-right paradigm, it is fascism. I mean, if you want to judge it according to that yardstick, it is fascism. You know, Newsweek has the headline, "We're all socialists now." No, we're not. $9.7 trillion to offshore banks of your money that you've got to pay. Meanwhile, they tell the dumbed-down masses of people that think socialism's good, oh, you're really socking it to the rich guys. You're getting some goodies right now. No, you're not getting any goodies. You're being domesticated, institutionalized, enslaved. Out of the $9.7 trillion that's been served out, only $200 million of it has been given to the people, and that with federalized strings attached. Okay, so I want to go back to the caller because I was cutting him off, as I always do, because so many thoughts go through my mind. He's saying he talked to all these mainline conservatives, and they've already heard of the Obama deception. See, that's the good news. This thing is going super viral. There are hundreds and hundreds of versions of it on every major video service out there. And it'll be, you know, 500,000 views, 600,000 views, 900,000 views, 100,000 views, 50,000 views, 80,000 views, 20,000 views, 5,000 views, 170,000 views. I mean, it's in the tens of millions, and this sucker's been out less than 2 weeks. So, please get it out to everybody. But also support this filmmaker, or we won't be able to continue to make films. Go to InfoWars.com and purchase the high-quality DVD with the extras. We haven't put the extras out yet on PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, I've got a lot of calls. We got several thousand orders for the film. We only have two people in shipping. It began shipping out the 16th. We are almost up to the current date. They have been slaving back out there. So many of you have already gotten the Obama deceptions. For others, it's shipped UPS ground. On average, it takes about 3.5-4 days to get it. So you'll be getting it. It's been shipped out. Last week, they busted their butt. And as of yesterday, they are almost caught up to the current date. That means orders that come in today will be shipped in the next few days. And so I just want to say great job to my team back there. But go to InfoWars.com. Order the high-quality DVD. You can get them as low as $8 a piece. Buy a bunch, sell them in your store. I don't care. Get them out to people. Give them to folks. That's the way it should be seen. Make copies from it. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download a DivX copy. That's probably four times better than the best YouTube copy we've seen it change the channel. The free one we're promoting because it's the best. And it's gone from the fourth link to the second link. It's about to be the number one link on Google. That way when people Google it, they'll actually find the high quality instead of all the cruddy ones. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Burn them to DivX. You can burn them to regular disc, but 20 cents a piece. They play in regular DVD players. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. Get your membership. Get the 2 hours a day. I simulcast the radio show, the 4 hours. Jason Berman's Not at Midnight does all 3 hours. All my other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of other films. It's just 5 years running in April. We've had PrisonPlanet.tv, thousands and thousands of pieces of media. We're about to go to a Web 2.0 version of the site, which has been a huge hassle, just migrating thousands of pieces of media over, but that's almost done. All right, I'm done ranting about that. Now I'm going to try to shut up and let the callers talk. Who was I talking to? Jesse in Las Vegas. Okay, you got the floor. Tell me what's happening with the Obama deception.
Well, ultimately, first of all, the graphics on it, the sound, the production, amazing. Thank you very much for being such a professional and honing your craft. But the reason why I was calling today actually had more to do with martial law here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Just to start with a little hearsay, my wife was at one of the nice parks here in Henderson, and a mother was there, and it said, gee, my car was broken into broad daylight, and the Henderson police had come out and said, this has happened a lot at this park. And by the way, crime's so bad on the east side, they're looking at calling out the military. Of course, that set off my little alarm bells. I happen to have some relatives that work for the force, and I called them up. One happens to be directly over the east side on a graveyard, and I put it to him point blank. What's going on? I mean, have you heard this? And, you know, he's kind of a normal guy, so I'm trying to, you know, walk lightly so that I can get more and more information. And he says, yeah, there's some bad mojo. Well, please explain what the bad mojo is. He says, well, you know, they're taking over coastal towns and border towns because, and I'm like, well, because of the drugs, right? No, it's more like these officers down there on the coast are wanting to side with the citizens instead of the government. I'm like, do you mean that these cops are corrupt. Are they in on the smuggling? No. They're going to listen to the local citizenry over the, what the federal government wants them to do. So the military has taken them over, and now, you know, they're considering coming into Las Vegas because of some bad mojo. I'm like, hold on a minute. This isn't about crime? And I mean, that's pretty much where we left it. But, I mean, this goes right in the line with what's going on in New York. This goes right on the line with the other rumors that you're hearing. But why are our patrol officers
being told this? Sir, that was not a
rumor.
Okay, let me tell you exactly what's going on. Well, obviously, you know what's going on. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51, the 6 months ago when Secretary of Defense Gates announced the restructuring of the National Guard under federal control, it states in that memorandum that they are preparing for physical conflict with the American people and the local legislatures to take over the states, and that even the federal Congress, which is co-equal with the president and the judicial, will be going under their control. So the Army War College, the public Pentagon directives, all of it is publicly drawing, publicly, this is not rumor, battle lines with the cities, with the counties, with the states. That's what Delta Force and the FBI and CIA have been doing for at least 15 years that I know of, is identifying cities, counties, trying to get most sheriffs to be retired FBI or DEA or former special ops, getting their people in place. Taking America down isn't like taking down some third world country. The CIA can do that in a weekend. It's taken them decades. So this is the slow, calculated takeover. Now, it's not a rumor that in that big town up in New York that we read the headline from, Schenectady, it is not our opinion. That was in the Albany TV news stations and the newspaper. We even had the mayor contact us and admit his statement is up on prisonplanet.com. He contacted us Friday. And he said, yeah, well, what's wrong with martial law? We need the Army here to take care of five bad cops out of 166 on the force. See, and that's a mayor on the list of the first beta test of 45 mayors to go under federal control. So, see, they've been setting up martial law. They've been setting up the takeover. They know the public's going to riot when they take the pension funds and the 401ks, even from the state workers. So this is, they need martial law to carry out the full banking heist like they did in Iceland or in Argentina. And the IMF World Bank documents came out in Argentina, and they said they wanted to do it here next. That's why I've been screaming since 2002 when the BBC broke that, and I had Greg Palestone for even more, their Newsnight reporter. So this is, look, when I get up here and I say they're planning to go red, they're planning to go hot, when I, you know, when I read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, it says for insurrection in the states. And so what's happening is, you know, I said 4 years ago with Celia Castillo on air, I said they're going to collapse Mexico by expanding the drug war against the cartels they don't control. They're going to use that to have martial law in the border states as the beta test. They're going to have an economic collapse all over the country, and then it'll be precedent setting. Oh, the Army's here to help at car wrecks. The Army's here to help at shootings. The Army's here to help at DWI checkpoints. The Army's here to help with the illegals. The, oh my gosh, there's so many crimes and robberies. We've got to have gun control, which they've now announced. Oh my gosh, the Mexican mafia's killing so many people and so many cops. We've got to restrict the Second Amendment. They have to bring in chaos, order out of chaos to do this. And yes, through the fusion centers, they have all, sir, I read last week a bunch of mainstream articles where they're putting regular Army and every major police department as liaison officers to spy on the people. They have the Army spying on us at the In the Fed in Dallas. Mainstream, you know, news, mainstream documents. This is happening. So understand, they have to sell martial law. They can't just one day, when it's, you know, 5 years ago, a good economy, suddenly have troops all over the streets. They have to have a mega massive terror attack is one way of doing it, but they use that to get in place. They'll probably have another one soon. I see that in the cards. They can't get away with this without one, without several big ones, by the way. So I'm saying that's going to happen soon, unless we get the word out, without total economic collapse and maybe even ace in the hole, a bird flu or SARS or something like that out of nowhere. So I understand the enemy. And this, they want to do what they did in the Soviet Union and in Germany. The globalists funded both of those. That's now declassified. They plan on a hot revolution where everything blows to hell. Look, all of the elites in the last 4 years, and a lot of them live in Austin. Austin's the richest city per capita in the country, more than Manhattan, more than San Francisco now. They've all left. Okay, they have left to the Cook Islands. They have left to the Bahamas. They have armored, hired security details with automatic weapons guarding them. You understand? They're going to sit offshore while they fully implode us. Do you understand?
I do understand. And let me rephrase. I mean rumors in terms of these officers. In fact, I agree with you 100%, Alex, and I'm very grateful because you actually helped me, and so did Ron Paul. I ran for Congress down here. I know Stuart Rhodes, who you had on last week, Jim Dunsing, who was on with Burmis, and Corey Rowe a few years ago for the Libertarian 9/11 conference. But what I'm saying is that these patrol officers on the ground are hearing this from somewhere.
No, I know. They're getting ready to go. Stay there. We'll come back to you again in another callers. This is just too important.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
"We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded."
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
"Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election."
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Federal agents, we are armed!
The globalists are usurpers. They have overthrown hundreds of nations in the last century and scores in the last 8 years, 9 years alone in this century, in this new millennium. And they think we're chumps. A lot of people are awake, but a lot of people aren't. You look at Americans, they're soft. They're petty. They're full of themselves. They're tied up in the false left-right paradigm. They have no idea what's moving against them. Now, by record gun sales and ammo sales, some people are waking up. and Homeland Security's visiting a lot of people that buy more than 1,000 rounds of ammo. I mean, that's secret police. That's what tyranny is for no reason you start being visited by federal police. It's happening. All right, let's go back briefly to Jesse, and then I'll go to Wilson and everybody else. So go ahead, Jesse.
Ultimately, I appreciate the time, but I'm just saying, local patrol officers are getting this fed to them for a reason, but it's not in the reports. It's not in the forefront of any of the local people here in the
Yeah, they're getting them ready that they've got to go under military control.
So I know you guys are busy there, so I need my people in Las Vegas that are in the old Ron Paul meetup and the 9/11 Truth meetups that we're all a part of to unify here and at least take it to the mayor, at least take it to the local police, at least get it to some reporter who may put it in the newspaper, because it's happening here now, and this is a libertarian state, supposedly.
This is a mainstream state, news that the feds are encouraging cities for any petty problems to bring in federal troops. See, they want it with a whimper, not a bang. You understand this is creeping death. They've got to get the police ready first before they tell the public. But all the government bills and documents state they're doing this.
Well,
here's the good news. They need at least the illusion of public support. That's why Obama is meant to be a messianic leader, to get all of these mindless idiots behind him, to try to sucker the public. But I'm telling you, it's not working. Now, in closing, you mentioned that you're telling everybody about the Obama deception, and they've already heard about it, so that's good news.
Yeah, absolutely. Just even a little secretary at one of our remote offices that we go to, I just took a stab. Hey, do you like Obama? No, she says. I said, well, I was surprised, but I said, well, I have this great new movie called The Obama Deception. Oh, I've already heard it. I'm like, really? Yeah, all my Mitt Romney friends are really into that because they hate Obama so much, and they have this new film, and I haven't seen it yet, but.
See,
so, I mean, that's,
see, but
that's
hold on. Crucial. We'll use their false right-wing hatred of him to actually inject the truth and wake them up and the liberals. See how that works?
Absolutely, and I'm grateful for it.
Hey, thank you, sir. Good to hear from you. I hope folks will get involved there in Las Vegas. Yes, this is going on all over the country. Oh, the Marines are just here at a checkpoint to help. Oh, we may have martial law in the city. Isn't that nice? Oh, crime's up. Oh, they're building emergency FEMA centers with free medical care for the collapse. Oh, the tent cities. You can come live in a camp now. And then they advertise the camps, set the precedent that, you know, with the news getting tours of them. And, well, we do have security. We do lock you in at night, just like the FEMA trailers in New Orleans and around there. You know, for your safety, you're not allowed to leave, but I mean, this is good. I mean, you know, we had some rapes and robberies in the camp. Again, this is how they introduce this level of evil. Let's go ahead and talk to Wilson in New York. Wilson, you're on the air.
Good evening, Alex Jones.
Hello, sir.
It's an honor always to talk to you and hear you. And I just want to thank you for making the Obama deception, because it's just so interesting how you make something that might not be interesting to some people. You just make it, like, so interesting, and it's, like, it makes it easy for me to watch and understand and to talk to other people about it, and then broke down easily for me to explain to other people even more completely.
Good, so you're having success with people under Obama's spell?
Yes, definitely. Like, I'm able to speak more fluently and easily to explain to them exactly why he's a fraud. So
stay there. I'm going to come back to you in 70 seconds. By the way, if you go to the ObamaDeception.net or ObamaDeception.net, either way, it'll get you there. You click on the About button. It says About. The top link, that's all our documentation, the top link is a great bibliography, a viewer's guide that a volunteer made that we didn't have the time. It's every article and document in the film right there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.